Let us pray. Father, we one more time come before your holy presence. We want to tell you thank you for your goodness and thank you for your grace. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness towards us. Father, we thank you because you love us with an everlasting love, and for this we are so grateful. This morning, Father God, as we assemble ourselves together to lift up your name, we don't take this lightly, O God, because we realize many have started out this week, last week, and they are not here this week. For this, we want to tell you thank you. Father God, as we go into your word today, I pray that your word will be that light that will lighten our pathway. I pray for your man of God this morning as he would minister your word, that he would minister it with clarity. And he would minister it, oh God, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I pray, God, that you would bless your people everywhere. As we call upon you, God, we know you will hear and answer. Bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture lesson this morning is going to be coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and we are going to read verses 1 through 17. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and administration of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and with singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleases, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whosoever good things any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of person with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having your breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And the word of God is already blessed. Amen.
Lord, do it. Lord, do it. Won't you? say that one more time. I said, Lord, do it. Lord, do it. Lisa, I need you to do it for me. Lord, do it for me. I need you, Lord. Lord, do it. Please do it for me right now, Lord. Do it for me, my Lord. Right now. Listen. If you read your Bible, you read the story. It was about a man, Lord, he could not see. Oh, Lord.
Lord, do it for me right now. Thank God for being here this morning. Let's reach the 6 mile post of this year. The 7 mile post. We're in the 7th month. And we ought to thank God for it.
Yes.
He's kept us from danger, seen and unseen, and we ought to say thank you. He kept us from inducing pestilence. He's blessed us with our health, the use of our limbs, and in our right mind. We ought to just be thankful.
Thank you.
Here's a word from the Lord. If you turn in your Bibles, your smart devices with me to the New Testament book of the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. Well, I'd like to shine a sermonic spotlight on verses 18 through 20 of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20. Let us pray. O Lord our God, our excellence, your name in all the earth. Father God, you've been so good to us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, you kept us from dangers seen and unseen, and we have a grateful heart. As we look at all what is going on around us, we see the plight of our fellow men, of our brothers and sisters, Father God. It would make the weak and faint of heart give up on our faith. But Father God, we know better. We know you too well. You've been too good to us for us to turn back now. So, Father God, we ask you to have your way in our life.
Yes, Father.
Father God, bless our goings in and our comings out. We just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
But Father God, we are being faithful to you.
Yes.
We're gathering ourselves around your feet, and we need a word from you.
Yes, Lord.
And without a word from you, what will we do? Father God, I am unable, not even at all qualified, my God, to break down this word and give it to your people. I ask you, use me in spite of myself.
Yes, Lord.
Hide me behind the cross. Let me say what you once said. Let this word go out to accomplish that which you have sent it out to do. You said in your word that your word would not return unto you void. So, Father God, let your word go forth with power and might right now in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my weak voice, oh Father God, let your word fall on good ground. Yes. Father God, we ask you to draw back the draperies of misunderstanding right now and give them, your people, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You said in your word, oh God, that we perish for lack of knowledge. So Father God, we can't do it by ourselves. We ask you to bind Satan as he goes to and fro trying to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. Father God, we're going to thank you in advance for what you're about to say to us. We don't know how you're going to bless us, but we ask you for a rhema word, tailor-made, fit for the circumstance and situation for what we are going through right at this time. And Father God, whatever it is, Father God, whatever it is you say to us, we ask you, Lord, right now, speak, Lord, for your people heareth. The book of Ephesians chapter 6. Beginning at the 18th verse, I will be reading to you from the original King James Version. And it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. With your prayers, I'm going to come straight from the text today. Quite simply, a simple topic. Prayer still works.
Amen.
You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord, and you may rest wherever you hear my voice. Prayer still works. In the book of Ephesians, it informs us how to outfit ourselves to do spiritual warfare with the devil. For the scripture says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And so, if we are going to be victorious in battle, people of God, if we are going to be engaged and enjoined in the battle, then the scripture says that there are some things we need to put on and keep on. And then there are some weapons we need to take up. We need to put on the girdle of truth. We need to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We ought to have our feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. But we have to take up the shield of faith. We have to take up the helmet of salvation. And then we must take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The only way we can be victorious in warfare against the devil, you have to be intimately familiar with the word of God. Listen to Pastor. Amen. Demons tremble at the sound of Jesus' name. Strongholds are broken when we enjoin the word of God. We have no power of ourselves. The power is in the word of God. Many Christians have a cursory knowledge of the word of God. They know the books of the Bible. That is about it. But there are some Christians that understand a whole lot of scripture. And they are well versed with a whole lot of scripture. And they are well versed in scriptural knowledge. But there's not much power in that. It is not until the word is spoken. It is not until the word comes out of your mouth the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. But you have to speak the word.
Yes.
You have to tell somebody
yes.
what God has done for you.
Yes.
Not only must your life be an example, but you have to say something. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You have to open your mouth. It is not effectuous if it's just a thought in your mind. Because as long as the word is in your head, it's just a thought. But when it comes out of your mouth, it becomes a spoken word. The Holy Spirit can only do something with it when you speak power in your own life. So we conclude in Ephesians, wrapping up the outfit, the battle, as Reverend Lyles read effectively into your hearing. Everything we need to do, battle with the devil, has been given to the through the scripture in the word of God. Here's what we need to be finally be victorious over the devil. You need the power of prayer. Because a girdle of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shoes shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, without prayer is ineffective. The shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, all these are ineffective without powerful prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Fervent prayer.
Yes.
Honest prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Pacific prayer.
Yes.
Pointed prayer.
Yes.
Pregnant prayer.
My God.
You have to move in your prayer life from generalities to specific prayer, pointed and pregnant prayer.
Yes,
you have to move in your prayer from generalities to specificities. You have to tell God specifically what it is you want him to do
yes.
about a particular situation in your life.
Yes, Lord.
Because prayer will help you to stand against the wiles of an evil devil.
Yes.
Let me give you a working definition of the word prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Prayer, according to Dr. Tony Evans, is earth giving heaven permission to interfere in its affairs. I had to think about that as Dr. Evans gave the class on prayer. Because I never thought of heaven, God needing permission to interfere. But when I gave it another look, God gave us dominion to rule over the earth. And since we have dominion to rule over the earth, y'all with me?
Yes,
sir. Since we have dominion to rule over the earth, then we must. And since we have dominion, we must give God the freedom to come into our world.
Yes.
That we can let him come in
yes.
and help us rule, or else he will feel shut out. But if we need God's help,
yes.
we have to ask him for it.
Yes.
God knows what your situation is.
Yes.
God knows what you're going through. God knows what we are up against. But God will not get involved in it until you ask him. God will come to the rescue. God is sitting at the edge of his heavenly seat, getting ready to jump in your situation and circumstance. But he will stay hands off until you get him on the main line. God saw Adam and Eve in the garden walking naked. He came and spoke to them like he usually does. He said to them, "Where are you?" Adam said, "I was hiding because I was naked." God said, "You have been naked. You've been naked. Who told you that you were naked?" As Adam started doing what we still do, he shifted the blame. The woman you gave me, well, that's a good one. You can blame it on her. Then the woman said, "The devil made me do it." We love to shift the blame. It was not until Adam and Eve gave God an honest answer that God remedied their sin situation.
Yeah.
They sewed fig leaves together, which was an inadequate covering.
Yeah.
Then God sacrificed an animal, because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. The disciples that were on that ship and a storm blew up, Jesus knew that they were in trouble. because he was on the boat with them. The Bible said that Jesus was so confident in who he was that in the storm, in the middle of a storm, Jesus was asleep on a pillow in the hindmost parts of the ship. It was not until they recognized they could not handle it that Jesus got up. It was not until somebody said to Jesus, Master, Master, carest not that we perish? That cry was a cry for help. Why? Because prayer still works. And when they cried out, Jesus got up on the bow of that ship and said to the storm, peace, be still. The storm would still be raging if they did not cry out. There was another occasion. They were on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus was in the mountain praying. Watch me now, watch me. A storm blew up. It was around about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. They don't see Jesus, but Jesus sees them. Can I hang on to this a little bit? The God of Israel never sleeps or never slumbers. You may think that you can't find God and you can't trace him. You need to learn how to trust God when you can't trace him. You need to know that even in the midst of your bad situation, God has his eyes on you. Well, Jesus comes to them walking on the water. The Gospel of Mark says, and Jesus would have passed them by. But somebody cried out. Because prayer still works. Today the Lord is waiting for somebody under the sound of my voice in the presence of the Holy Spirit to cry out. And he is waiting to help you with your circumstance and your situation. He will pass right by you if you are too proud to cry out. I'm saying this to you because prayer still works. When you need the Lord bad enough, when your situation gets desperate enough, when you don't care who's looking at you, you don't care who's sitting next to you, you don't care who talked about you, you don't care who sees you crying, you will say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. But your situation has not gotten desperate yet. You have not gotten down to your last dime yet. You have not been sick enough yet. You have not cried in the midnight hour enough yet. But when you get where you can't handle it, it will, he will help you. But you have to ask Jesus because prayer still works. I want you to look. Look at me for a moment. Just look at me for a moment at the many facets of prayer that Paul shares with us in Ephesians. There are a variety of prayers. It's right here in the verse 18. He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. To use both these words points to the idea that we should be involved in all kinds of prayer. Prayer, pray when you sit down to eat your food. Prayer when you're at your desk at work. Prayer when you're at home washing and drying the clothes. Because prayer still works. Prayer when you are jogging on the treadmill. Prayer when you are confronting somebody that will not speak to you. Pray for your enemies. Pray for your friends. Pray for your children. Pray for the dope dealer in your neighborhood. Pray for the poor child whose mother and father are struggling. Because prayer still works. Pray for the police department. Pray for the president. Pray, pray, pray. It's instant and out of season. And you don't have to be on your knees to pray.
All right.
You don't have to be on your knees to pray. Sometimes when you get in trouble, listen now, you don't have time to get by yourself. Wherever you are, you need to get Jesus on the main line and tell him what you need. Sometimes you don't have a minute to close your eyes. You have to pray with your eyes wide open. Sometimes you don't have time for a long, drawn-out prayer. You in trouble right now? Father, I need you to come right now. I'm about to go in this doctor's office. I don't know what the report is going to be, but I'm putting all in your hands. Anybody under the sound of my voice, ever been there? God, I'm down to my last dime. I don't want to ask nobody because I don't want them talking about me saying that I'm broke.
I need you to make a way
out of no way.
And somehow God sends somebody who don't even know what your situation is to bring you out. Because when you pray all the time, listen now, when you pray all the time and you know that prayer still works, you don't have to pray loud. You don't even have to open your mouth to pray. You can pray while you're sitting down in your office. You can pray while you're talking to your supervisor. Somebody been trying to get you fired. You just sit down and pray. God will work it out because prayer still works. You can pray on your way to the bank, and when you sit down to fill out the application, God has already worked it out because prayer still works. It's not magic. It's not black magic. It's not voodoo. It's not some trinket you wear around your neck. Prayer is you asking God to interfere in your situation. God, I can't do it unless you put your hands on it. God, I raised this child the best I know now. I put her in your hand. Everybody who has grown children, check me out now, has come to this place where I am right now. My two grown daughters don't know this, but I'll preach it on them. When they reached 18, they were not grown, but they became responsible. Yes. I have done all the raising I'm going to do. Yes. I'm not fussing at you. I'm not beating on you. Yes. All I can do for you is give you some sound advice and get on my knees and pray for you. Yes. And when I pray for you, watch me now, you may find yourself in some places you got no business being, but you're going to be nervous. Guess why? To stay here, because I'm on my knees praying for you. You're going to find yourself doing some stuff I did not raise you to do, but you're going to feel so bad about it, because guess what? I'm praying for you. Prayer still works.
Yes. Y'all are feeling me.
Yes, Lord God.
Because somebody prayed for me. Yes. I'm in church right now. Yes. Because somebody prayed for me, I should have been dead. Yes. I should have been on the penitentiary. But somebody prayed for me. Yes. You should thank God right now where you sit. Right now where you sit, that somebody love you enough to pray for you. Yes. There's some man listening to this message, because guess what? Why he listened to it? Because his wife was praying for him. There's some man, woman, girl who would not be here nowhere near where they are right now if somebody did not pray for them. Yes. Because prayer still works. The text, Woo, help me, Holy Ghost. The text says, this is what the text says. The text says, secondly, you have to look at the frequency of your prayer. The scripture says you have to pray at all times. Praying at all times to live in a continual God consciousness. Can let pastor teach the text. Does not mean stopping at work, getting in some corner on your knees, because that would be Pharisaic or like the Pharisees. But you're required to be in an attitude of prayer. In a continued God consciousness. Watch me now. That when you see something beautiful, something awe-inspiring, it moves you to say, thank you, God, for that. When you see a sunset or a sunrise, or when you see God work out a situation that looked impossible, you should just say, thank you for that, God. And when you see evil taking place, you should be praying, God, do something about that situation, Lord. Some wife, a child is being abused. You should be praying, the Lord, help that situation to be turned around. Those kind of prayers, the frequency of those prayers moves God to interfere.
Thank you, Lord.
When everything we see and everything we experience becomes a silent prayer. Thank God. When you get up in the morning, thank God you're able to get up in the morning. Your knee is hurting, your hip is bothering you. Thank God you still got some feeling, your nose hurting you. You forgot where you put your glasses. Thank God you can still see the look for your glasses. Can I get a witness up in here? Everything you want to remember, you have to write it down. And sometimes you have to remember what you wrote it down on. But thank God you are still in your right mind to go and look for it. Check this now. I heard an elder saint person say, it is really inconvenient to get old. When you meet your friends, you meet them at the doctor's office. But the only way not to be bothered by old age, the only way to be not inconvenienced by old age is to die young.
Uh-oh. Lord.
You better thank God for your 60s and your 70s. You're still able. You better thank God for your 50s that you're still able to get around and you have the ability to look back over where God has brought you from and thank God for how good he has been to you. Everything you think about, you should be telling God, thank you. You should be in frequent God consciousness prayer. Now, I need somebody under the sound of my voice. Who has something to be thankful for, that is something to be grateful for, sometime today, anytime today, not right now, anytime today, just thank God for your storms.
Yes.
Thank God for the tears. Yes. Thank God for the scars because they made you who you are.
Yes.
You would not be the strong person of faith you are right now had God not brought you through what God brought you through.
Yes.
You would not have the testimony you have right now if God had not been good to you and delivered you when he should have let you fall. Is there anybody here that I know it was God's hand that held you to keep you from going all the way to destruction? It was God's power that kept you when the devil had you enslaved. But God opened a way, escaped you, let you have a way of escape out of here. Variety in prayer, frequency in prayer. You should not pray in a way that we can pray right along with you, saying the same words. That's a prayer you have rehearsed in the mirror. That's a prayer you look good saying. But if I can say it right along with you, you need to change that prayer. You need another prayer.
Yes, sir.
Somebody knows that God's faithfulness is new every morning. Every morning you should have something to thank God for. You have to persevere in your prayers.
Yes.
Because God does not always answer your prayers right away. Perseverance, sticking with it. Even when the answer is not immediate. This is a passage of scripture, Reverend Lyles, that comes to my mind in the book of Luke, chapter 15 and 5.
Yeah.
There's a man who has his family in the house and the doors are closed. A man comes to the door because he has some friends over, has stopped over late in the night, and he needs some bread. You remember the story, don't you? He goes to this man's house and he knocks on the door. The man tells him from inside, go away, because me and my family, we in bed going to sleep. The Bible says the man keeps on knocking.
My Lord.
The word says the man who was in the house would not have gotten up to open the door except the fact that the man outside kept on knocking. The scripture said, and the scripture said in the text, check the text on your time. The scripture says he knocked with importunity. Importunity means persistence. He kept at it even when the man did not answer. That's the kind of prayer life you and I should have, church. That's the kind of prayer life that God wants out of us. He wants us to be persistent. I don't care if he don't come through when we want to come through. We need to keep on praying the prayer. Because if God said it, in his word, that's settled. I have acquainted myself with the promises of God. I know full well, as a child of God, what my benefits package entail. I know what I'm supposed to get, and I know how I'm supposed to get it. I know how I'm supposed to access it. I don't care if he don't do it right now. I don't care if he do not deliver me right now. I'm like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I don't care, King Nebuchadnezzar. The God whom I serve is able to deliver me. And if he don't, I'm still going to serve him. My last breath here is my first breath for him. I know better. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him. No, you can't. I'm still in the text. The Bible says in Luke chapter 11.
My Lord.
It says in round about verse 8. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend. The Bible says in verse 9. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open.
That's what it says.
James, I'm trying to finish this sermon.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to get about it. I've kept you long enough.
My Lord.
I sat back and I looked and I evaluated my circumstance and my situation.
Yes, sir.
Everything don't always go like the way you planned it. So I've become, I'm old enough now, realize, to know that I need to start planning anything anyway. And why am I supposed to start planning? Because guess what? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And the Bible tells me that he will delight in my way. When I meditate on his word, he will delight in my way. And he said, when he delights in my way, my elder brother Joseph, David, showed up and said that the blessed man that abides not in the seat of the scornful around the wicked, he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaves will not wither. He will bear fruit in the season.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
You'll be blessed as going in that morning and coming out. Why? Because prayer still works.
Yes, it does.
I'm glad that somebody prayed for me. Had me on their mind. They took some time, y'all, and prayed. Somebody prayed for you. Prayer still works.
Thank you, Lord.
Prayer still works. May God bless you and keep you. This is my prayer. Yes. I want to let's offer Christ to someone. Yes. Maybe someone don't know Lord as their personal Savior.
Yes.
The Bible says, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. When you hear him calling your name, harden not your heart.
Yes.
And how you know? Well, Pastor, I know he called me because you just heard the word of God. And it's messing with your heart right now. It's messing with your thoughts. And you wonder why you seem to be in the middle of indecision. Because God said, I want you to come to me. He said, you don't know how to pray? I'll teach you how to pray. Your public prayer is an example of your private prayer. Your communication, your personal relationship with God. God said, once you start a relationship with me, I'll make you walk closer with me, just like walking into God, in the kingdom of Adam and Eve. I want to thank God. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, you can accept him, and God will make your prayers work. Is there one today? If there's one today, give your life to the Lord. Now we're going to get ready to go through our communion service. You should have your communion supplies. If you don't have any mobile communion, then what you can do, you can just get you a little bit of juice and some crackers. Get some juice and some crackers, and that'll work just as fine. We're going to go through this full communion service as we get ready to have communion. Get ready to come behind the water pitcher, please.
verse 23 reads, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest, God says, and the rest will I set in order when I come." Back in those days, they had mountains. We don't have the mountains in the state of Florida, but we got mountains of sin.
Yes, sir.
We're going to ask Reverend Lyles to ask him who has the power to change this from a natural to a spiritual, yes, and make us all bless us as we partake in this together.
Yes.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we one more time want to tell you thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Lord Jesus, we want to tell you thank you for your goodness and for your grace.
Yes.
Lord, and as we stand around this table to do what you ask us to do, and as we do it, you said we should do it in remembrance of you. Lord Jesus, as we partake of the cup, which is, it represents your blood, and as we partake of the cracker, which represents your body that was broken for us, I pray, Heavenly Father, right now that you will take this natural and you will turn it into a supernatural. Help us, oh God, to understand that your body was bruised and broken so that we can be delivered and we can be set free. Lord Jesus, you shed your blood as a remission for our sins. As we, God, stand before you now, I pray that we will accept the blood and accept the cup, accept the bread, Lord Jesus, and that you will take it, God, and we will apply it to our lives and the air of our lives where sin has taken over. May your blood cover us right now in the name of Jesus. And those areas in our bodies that's broken, the hurts and the pains and the sickness, whatever it is, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that your broken body has been broken for us. As a result, we do not have to be broken, but we can be delivered and set free. Bless us now, God, as we remember you in Jesus' name. Amen.
of you that have your mobile communion, you should be trying to expose that first layer so you can get to the bread as we continue to serve. Expose that first layer and get to the bread, and I'll tell you when to expose the second layer. Go get them. Amen.
Second layer, expose into the blood. This is the blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was shed for the remission of all sins. Drink ye all of it. Until next week, God bless you.